Thanksgiving is tomorrow. There's a feast, and for many, football. But in the Northeast, the frigid, probably record-busting temperatures in the teens. Forecasts for tomorrow have changed a lot of plans. Traditional rivalry games being moved to tonight or even the weekend in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Wind chills, Peter, on Thanksgiving Day could be below zero.
And changing those games around could be something of a problem,
right,
for people who made plans to come home. These are homecoming games. Because if you're not on the road now, Robin, as you know, in New England, you're probably not going to arrive until sometime around Christmas.
Right, right.
Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Good. So, you know, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as being too cold to play football. Now, of course, I grew up in Arizona, so maybe that's...
that's right.
No, totally uncorrelated.
What do you think about the decision
to
move
these games? But in Wisconsin, they're probably saying, what? Yeah. You canceled the game?
Well, I thought, you know, you were going to ask me about the Linfield-North Reading tilt, which is, of course, the third oldest rivalry. And all I have to say about that is whenever the Hornets play the Pioneers, just throw the records out the window.
Impressed, Mike.
You know
impressed.
This
North Reading, of course, coming at 3-1. Yeah, yeah, of
they
course.
They tried to move it to tonight, and there was such an uproar that they had to move it back to tomorrow. So
I know, and these are by the way, like, really progressive. I'm sure nationally people would mock these kind of communities as like really liberal communities. John Favreau of Pod Save America went to one of these high schools, but man, you mess with the football on Thanksgiving and the grumbly old guys come out.
So did you have a football tradition when you grew up?
Yeah, mostly just eating a lot of stuffing and then pretending to play two-hand touch. But some of my friends from the rival high school, and that is the underrated thing, that the citizenry just comes out and either with friends or with family like the Kennedys, but you play the guys you did in high school, you know, for 20-odd years until you all realize you've sprained too many ACLs.
Mike, do you know why? Why is football such a big deal on Thanksgiving anyways?
Well, it's right in the middle of football season. It is cold and crisp. I mean, they've been playing games in some places for well over 100 years.
Right.
And it's tied up to Americana. Football's America's sport, and it hasn't been exported too well. It's gaining a little bit in popularity, but it is more associated with a holiday than I could think of any other sport. It used to be New Year's Day and the college bowl games, but we've gotten away from that. So that is a tradition, and, you know, traditions propel societies just like sports do.
Well, and I just have to say, I know this will be so NPR of me, but there is a lot of concern about the sport because of the incidence of concussion. So I just want to know, we know that.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah. People are still playing on the holidays. And we want to say, too, that it's cold in the Northeast, but on the West Coast, the big game between Stanford and California postponed because of the bad air from the wildfires out there. So sport being affected. But tell us about the NFL. They've been playing games on Thanksgiving since 1920. What should we look for?
Well, in Detroit, where is the first game will be hosted, the Bears against the Lions, they're at least in a dome, so the weather won't play a factor. The Bears are really good this year. Their defense is really, really good. And Detroit, I think for the last 5 years, has been either 7-9 or 9-7. They're always right around mediocre. So if the Bears, who have an interesting quarterback in Mitch Trubisky, who can run a little and pass a little and seems to have these great numbers, but everyone who knows football says, oh, he's really not that good. But the thing is, he keeps winning games and he keeps at least flourishing in the system. So in that first game, I would expect the Bears to beat the Lions, and then we move on to the other big team that always plays on Thanksgiving, the Cowboys, and they're hosting their game in their dome again in Arlington, Texas.
Right.
By the way, it doesn't matter how good the Lions are, because every year, no matter what, it's the Lions who are going to play without fail that first game.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Hey, sometimes with fail, though. To be
right. We play a game on Thursday every day of the week now in the football season. So are these Thanksgiving days still special?
I think they are, because the Thursday night games are, for national games, the least watched, the regular Thursday night games. And again, because of tradition, the Thanksgiving games really are special. And with especially a couple of these teams, we'll talk about the Saints in a second, but let's talk about that Washington against Dallas
Washington,
game.
Dallas.
Yeah, both of these teams are at inflection points, and especially Washington, where their quarterback Alex Smith is gone and hurt for the season, and three linemen are gone. It's the sort of the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East won the Super Bowl last year, but they're really bad this year. So these two teams, which aren't having great years, can, in the last third of the season, kick it into gear and maybe win their division. Whoever wins this game will be propelled into the position to win the NFC East.
Okay, then you got the Atlanta Falcons and the Saints. You got 30 seconds.
The Saints are on pace to score 605 points in a season. The most ever scored in the NFL is 606. So what I'm saying is they have an all-time legendary offense. They're not bad at defense. They're playing at home. They are a juggernaut.
Okay. Well, I guess watching football gives us something to talk about besides politics, which we just did.
You can still fight over football.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. And politics while watching
yes.
football. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, also editor of the book Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. Mike, have a wonderful, thoughtful, fun Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. Okay.